have a good time. Put a smile on your face, yeah. KBKM and Elation Radio. Even brighten your day and help you through the night. Bring you good music. KBKM and Elation Radio. And here's your host.
To the Just For You podcast with Pastor Michelle Y. Wright on Elation Radio. Thank you so much for joining us on today. We are extremely excited about the goodness of the Lord. Did you know that you didn't have to wake up on today? You didn't have to be sent on your merry way by the kingdom, it was all God's doing. So we give him all the glory, all the praise, all that is due unto his holy, holy name. On today, we want to just give him glory about all that he has in store for you and for me. Thank you, thank you, thank you so much for all of your prayers, your love, your commitment to connect with the Just For You podcast. We say thank you for all that the Lord is doing. We honor our CEO and producer, Dr. Kimmy Robinson. She makes it all happen. Thank you, thank you, thank you for all that you do. We want to say we thank God for you, the listeners, without which none of this would be possible. Yes, we could put it together. Yes, all of the logistics. However, it takes a listening audience to hear what each podcaster would have to say in order for it to be what it needs to be. We don't take you for granted. Thank you for your love. Thank you for your patience. Thank you for your prayers on today. We want to also say we give honor to our Elation family, all of the podcasters and those that are a part of Elations. May God bless you on today. And to our husband, Pastor Donald Wright Jr., thank you, thank you, thank you so much for your love, your commitment, your prayers, your covering me in all that I do for the kingdom. May God continue to bless you each and every day. I know this may be some of your first time listening in. I'd love to share with you what the Just For You podcast is all about. We want you to know why we do what we do and the essentialness of doing it, all right? We have purpose and plans in the kingdom that allows us to serve him the way he desires to be served. The Just For You podcast is designed to encourage, empower, and engage listeners to thrive spiritually and naturally, utilizing biblical principles. Just For You will reveal truths in the Holy Bible to illustrate kingdom living, soul winning, compassion, and strategies to serve mankind, making a difference locally and globally. Just For You will allow listeners to hear teachings that are applicable, guests that will inspire, and opportunities for serving more effectively in the home, church, school, community, and marketplace. That is what Just For You is all about. I want you to grab your Bibles, grab whatever study tool you need that we can follow along in the Word. But before we do that for the exhortation, we want to pray. Ask the Lord to come into this podcast and to have his divine way. Hallelujah. You know, I trust him with all things. He is in control. We also want to remember Israel in our prayers, all that are grieving. Just so many things are happening, and we want to be obedient to the will of God, to lift it up before him that he may be glorified and lifted up. Please join me in a word of prayer. Hallelujah. Glory to your name. Abba, Father, in the name of Jesus, we come before you thanking you for all things, thanking you for wisdom, thanking you for clarity, thanking you for the fulfillment of your word. Thank you for creating us all for your purpose. You are Alpha and Omega. We love you. We honor you. Will you bless every listener listening in? Father, may they be encouraged. May they be strengthened. May they be lifted up for your glory. Lord, touch their homes, touch their families, bless their paths, strengthen them, help them. And Lord, we do pray for salvation. If there is one that is there that needs your guidance, oh God, to come back home, we decree and declare it is so. We pray for crying out on your name today. You are everything we need. We can't make it without you. We desire your touch. We desire your word. We desire you, that you may be glorified even the more. We pray today, oh God, as we stand in agreement for Israel. You see all on the ground, all in the sky, all in boardrooms. Lord, you know the many that lives are resting in you. We ask today, oh God, that your mercy and your grace cover, oh God. Thank you, oh God, for Israel. Now, Lord, have your way in that country. Have your way amongst your people. Show yourself mighty and strong. Show us your glory, oh God, concerning those that are crying out, oh God. We believe you're going to move, and we know it is done. Thank you, oh God, for the needs of the listeners, whether they are praying for families, themselves, or something else. God, hear their prayers on today. We stand in agreement that according to your will, it is done. It is so. Thank you, oh God, for Elation Radio. Thank you, oh God, for Dr. Kimmy Robinson and her family. Thank you, oh God, for our family, and my marriage, the ministry, all that you are doing in our lives. We give you glory, God, because you are the reason why. None of us can make it without you. So we say thank you. Forgive us all of our sins. Lord, hallelujah. And give us hearts to forgive others. We thank you and we praise you and we honor you in the mighty name of Jesus. Amen. Hallelujah. Well, I want to let you know on today, there are times when we have to hear the Lord clearly without our own thinking, but be led by the Holy Spirit that he may be honored the more. These things that happen in our life are not by happenstance. Every single thing that occurs in our life occurs according to the will and the promise of God. We must understand his will be done. And even if it's not something that we agree with, he is God. He knows how to do what he does, and he does it well. I want you to take a moment before we begin our study on today. I want to just share from the heart and share through the word of God. As I've been praying, I've been seeing and hearing so much in him. And I want to share these things with you that you may get your Bible to clearly understand what the Bible says concerning what's happening in our world, concerning what's happening in our personal lives, concerning what's happening in our families, concerning what's happening across the boards, the borders, and everywhere that we look and see that he is God. I want you to grab your Bibles, your tablets, your phones, whatever you use to study, so that we can begin our exhortation in the Lord. I'm going to give today scriptures you can hold on to help you in your decision making, help you in your life, help you to grow, to develop thereby. It is critical when you are going through life that as a believer of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, that you have a word. It is critical that you understand which direction to take. It is critical that you not allow your faith to fail you in times when the enemy comes in like a flood. It is crucial to know how to wait on the Lord. So I want to share these scriptures with you that you may be encouraged and strengthened on today. The first one we'll be sharing is from Proverbs 3, 5 through 6. Interesting how God does things when he's given us an assignment. Amen. Trust in the Lord with all your heart and lean not on your own understanding. In all your ways, submit to him and he will make your path straight. Now, this is according to the New International Version, these scriptures will be. So did you hear that we are to trust in him and then not think about how things are going to turn around? Things are going to be a certain way. To allow him to be God and allow him to do what he does. He's constantly showing us his glory. If we open our eyes, open our ears to hear him and to see him. He says, not only that, but we are to submit to him. Submit our cares. Submit our trials. Submit those things that are out of our control to him. And he will direct, hallelujah, our path. He will show us and give us a heart to understand his will. We are subjected to the Lord in all things. Did you know before you pay your bills, you are to submit to him, to seek his guidance, to ask him which way to go. How do I pay this? It isn't just because you have money. It is about our including him in every situation, not leaning to what we think we know or how we think a matter will work, but to trust his guidance that he will lead us all the way. In whatever you're doing, I encourage you to trust in the Lord. Proverbs 3, 5, and 6. Now, how do we trust him? What must we do to find him in our time of need or crisis? This is what the Bible says in James 1 and 5. If any of you lacks wisdom, you should ask God, who gives generously to all without finding fault, and it will be given to you. That's James 1 and 5. Why is that critical? Because we will no longer have excuses to say, I don't know. Once we understand how the word is governed, we understand his divine will. His divine will teaches us to ask him. That doesn't mean make a decision on your own. Before you make any decision, before you do anything, it is always wise to seek God and to ask his will, ask his opinion, ask what he wants done in a situation, and allow him to work. He is God. He knows what to do, when to do, and how to do. So when we're facing. Someone may say, I'm looking for a job, but maybe you get three offers. All of them look well. All of them seem like they're the right fit, but there's something that happens when you seek of God. What ends up happening is he will show his grace and his will in a thing that you will know it is him. There is a calmness, a peace that will come over you to rest in his promise, rest in your decision. And just like those three opportunities are there, you say to God, lead me, guide me, and he will do just that. You'll find that the pay will be more than you need. You'll find the benefits may need or have packages that you weren't aware of, or perhaps it's your assignment greater than all of these things to meet someone you never would have met had that timing, that opportunity come along for you to connect. When God is intentional and we ask him what he wants of a thing, we will find an answer. It is critical to seek him for all things, all right? Let's go to the Word of God. We often say, and I say this in my family, to my spiritual children, to all, this is something I live and I believe. We must put a word on it. Whatever you're doing, connecting to heaven, connecting to the Lord, we want to know how he feels about a thing, what he thinks about what it is we're inquiring. And he knows that through his word, we will find peace. Through his word, we will find the needful honesty impression of kingdom. There's a way that the kingdom must be looked upon. Amen. We don't run the kingdom. The kingdom is inside of us. 3, all scripture is God-breathed and is used teaching, rebuking, correcting, and training in righteousness, so that the servant of God may be thoroughly equipped for every good work. That's 2 Timothy 3:16 through 17. What is he saying? That through the word of God, it gives us areas for righteousness. What are those areas? Teaching others what thus said the Lord, how the word is positioned to give life in situations. Rebuking, not just tearing down. People have a tendency in religion to rip apart, tear apart. People know when they're wrong. And so what we as the body of Christ have to do is rebuke in love. Hey, let them understand the power of righteousness over what the issue is. Correcting, making sure a matter is corrected in godly terms, the way Jesus would do it. How did he deal with the disciples? What was the things that we read in the word that resonated to his decision-making processes? And of course, training. Are we training effectively in the word of God and not just with our own methods? Very important when we live according to this word. Everything should balance according to the word of God. It should hold weight according to the word of God, and it should give life according to the word of God. Number 4, to answer before listening, that is folly and shame. That's Proverbs 18 and 13. What does it mean? If you don't hear a whole matter, or you hear partial of a matter, it is not wise to give your opinion. It is not wise to speak. Where did we get that from? The word of God. The word of God calls it folly and calls it shame. So when we answer a person before we fully understand all of the details, all of the facts, it will cause folly and shame. This is why when we're teaching our children, when they come up and we're a godly household, we want them to learn to hear the whole matter, not just jump in a conversation and start talking. You can be talking about apples. They jump in and talk about oranges. It doesn't meet what's being said. In the body of Christ, we have to learn these same tools. If the matter isn't clearly understood, then we seek understanding. This is what the Bible told us in trusting in the Lord. Then as we understand, we can make what we call an informed decision. I never try to make a decision without thoroughly looking at every area of what it is that I'm dealing with, and then praying that I don't make a decision out of my flesh versus my spirit. This is key to remain whole in God, all right? So we don't answer before we hear everything that we need to hear or see everything that we need to see. And then we make solid decisions based on his word. All right. Number five, hallelujah. What good will it be for someone to gain the whole world yet forfeit their soul? Or what can anyone give in exchange for their soul? That is Matthew 16:26. I am concerned that in this natural world, there is a high emphasis on success, on familiarity, on fame, on things of this world. But yet the soul and the spirit could be dying. Why? Because when you are connected to God, there are some aspects of his ability to be in your life. It shows his character when we follow him. So our lives should emulate who he is, how he is, what he does, how he does it, because we then show the character of God. So what do you mean to gain the whole world, Pastor Michelle? I mean that if you are working to get your promotion and think it is honorable to God without including God in your plans, it is out of order. It is possible to do a bunch of great things, but yet heaven is not agreeing with it. How do I know? Because the word of God makes it clear. We are spiritual beings in a natural world. There are things we should do. Working is not wrong, but working just to get money constantly and not have it be a part of kingdom is wrong. There is something that we must do in our lives to show him as well as live him that we are connected with heaven. What did we see Jesus do in everyday life with the disciples they were provided for? They received their provision. I never read in the Bible that they took any glory for themselves. I read in the Bible how he taught them. He rebuked them, just as we just read in the scripture of Timothy, how he taught them, rebuked them, helped them, trained them. All of those things were necessary so that their souls would be secure, that when he went away, he would know they would still follow him. I am convinced the reason most people walk away from the Lord, it's not just the church building, church hurt, and all of those things. We must be determined to keep our hand in his hand no matter what. When people mistreat you, you love them. You pray for them. When things happen, and this is what the world will say, I don't go to church because that church isn't right. But did they stop and pray for them? Did they make sure that they laid their heart on the line with the Lord, that he could heal them thoroughly to be able to reconnect as he would lead them? We must be sure not to get caught up in the world's aspect of living and not have him in our lives. Number six, but if serving the Lord seems undesirable to you, then choose for yourselves this day whom you will serve, whether the gods of your ancestors served beyond the Euphrates or the gods of the Amorites in whose land you are living. But as for me and my household, we will serve the Lord. This is from Joshua 24 and 15. I know it talked about the Amorites, and I know it talked about the land and Euphrates, but can I say that is still valid for today? Wherever and whenever you gave your heart and your life to the Lord, it was not the building that saved you, it was the Lord. Therefore, as you enter into the building with thanksgiving, as you enter into the building with praise, remind yourself you are not there 24/7. Therefore, the relationship must be in place to remain with the Lord. So whether churches change, people change, life changes, you have a consistency with the Lord. And you have to choose who you will serve. There's no one foot here, one foot there. That is an unstable person. The person that follows God is one that submits themselves to him, seeks his faith, and gets what he says to do and do it with honor. So we know that he is in control. Number seven, the fear of the Lord is the beginning of knowledge, but fools despise wisdom and instruction. Proverbs 1 and 7. What is that saying? Lord, I understand. In order for me to know something, I must fear you as a believer. No option to it. Not fear of, ooh, I'm scared to talk to you. Ooh, I can't make it. But the fear is, if I make this decision, if I am praying and I have to choose what I need to do, I need to fear what your thoughts are, or if I make the wrong decision. It keeps us balanced, and that is the beginning of knowledge. Don't be one to always feel. There are many people who live this way. They don't want God or his wisdom, but they feel they can make it with their own false religions. Listen, there is no way you're serving the Lord without including him in all of your plans. I'm going to do this because this is what I want to do. Is it godly? Is it sound? Does it please him? When he's Lord of your life, we fear him because we want to please him. As we please him, heaven is rejoicing. It is vital that we have that fear, and not to do it in a way that we don't receive wisdom and instruction. Hallelujah. Very critical. Very critical. Number eight, do not be anxious about anything, but in every situation, by prayer and petition, with thanksgiving, present your request to God, and the peace of God, which transcends all understanding, will guard your hearts and minds in Christ Jesus. He will take care of you, whatever it is on your heart and your mind. When you pray, pray in advance with thanking him. Pray in advance with understanding your petitions. Don't ask him for something that is against the word of God and expect that he's done you wrong because you didn't receive it. In order to receive from the Lord, we must follow godly wisdom and utilize his word that our decisions line up with his will for our life. When doing so, the Bible says the peace of God, which transcends all of your understanding, will guard your hearts and your mind in Christ Jesus. So you never have to fear, did I make the right decision? Peace will be there. Understanding will allow you to have what he said. Number 9, be still, therefore, before the Lord and wait patiently, my God, for him. Do not fret when people succeed in their ways, when they carry out their wicked schemes. Psalm 37:7. Very self-explanatory. When you are still before the Lord, you must wait for him. You must ask him to come in, have his way, show forth his mighty hand, and be able to lead you in all truth. Don't worry about who becomes more successful or what they have and how they're doing this or how they're doing that. Be clear that what God has for you is for you in your due season. And do not rush your season, but trust the process, because it's in the process that he will bring all that he's spoken to pass. It's his divine connection, his divine intervention, his being able to be seen as the one to receive the glory that will make it even better. So when you wait on him, wait patiently on the Lord. Don't rush him. Don't make him feel he's not moving quick enough. He most certainly is. And he understands how to bless us with all that we need, how we need it, when we need it for his glory. Keep your mind afresh on the word still works. The blood of Jesus still works. He is still in control. I don't care what it looks like, feels like. The word will not need to be defended. It is more powerful because it is what it is. Walk with the wise and become wise, for a companion of fools suffers harm. Proverbs 13:20. It is critical for believers not to be connected with unwise people, people that choose to live wrong than right. When we are ministering to people, it is clear to be defined that we are witnesses. We are ambassadors of heaven. Our role is to show love, show grace, and show mercy. More so than that, it is a definitive character to show that we believe what we live. It is wise because wisdom will be in your world. Listen, you want to know if you're truly connected to God? See if the wisdom of God abides with you. You cannot get this wisdom from the world. The older folk call it mother's wit. You can't just know so many things without giving him the glory. There are a lot of, as the older people call them, wise fools in the world. What do they mean? You know everything, but you don't know nothing. I'm going to say it again. You know everything, but you don't know nothing. And that's the correct vernacular for it. What are they saying? You can speak on every fact. You can talk about the science. You can talk about politics. You can talk about work ethics. You can talk about all these things, but there is a main ingredient that is missing from your vocabulary. His name is Abba Father, and we cannot exclude him from what this world offers us because of what we want to be or where we want to go. Anything God ordained, he don't need no help. He knows how to bless in the moment blessings are needed, to remove when he knows things need to be removed, to heal when he knows the human body, the mind, the body, the spirit, or the soul needs healing. He knows how to come in and to do what he does well. It is our duty, our responsibility to submit to him and connect ourselves with wise people that we can grow thereby. Why is that important? Because your life depends on it. When you go to school, you don't know more than the teacher. Listen, some people actually believe because God can give them a strategy that they're greater than where they started. How sad is that? That teacher is responsible for infilling you with knowledge so that you can grow thereby to get to the next grade. But there are many who feel, even in ministry, they are greater than those that taught them. You may have been afforded more opportunities. You may have been afforded more things than they have, but that never takes away from the ones God ordained for your life. You should honor them. You should remember them. You should pray for them because he gets all the glory. Keep yourself with wise people that you don't fall away from his grace. There are times when people make wrong decisions. It is not because they weren't saved. It is because they can connect themselves with the wrong people to find themselves suffering harm. Trials and tribulations are surely going to come to a believer. But if we take these scriptures and utilize them for our life, we won't find we'll have as many hardships. We won't find we'll always be hurt or something that causes us to feel away. We will find that the grace and the peace of God resides with us. It is a wise thing to keep the word nigh your heart and in your mouth. I wanted to stop by to encourage you to not make decisions based on you, but to hear the voice of God. See in the spiritual realm what it is he has for you to do and how he wants you to do it. Be not wise in your own eyes, but humble ourselves at all times that he gets the glory of all things that happen in our lives. He never forgets his promises. He's watching over us to see if we will listen, read, and follow his plans that we can have what he said manifested. We don't manifest anything. I hear tons of people saying, I manifested that. I know you may have used principles that got you what you wanted, but if he's not in it, it's not blessed. It can look like it's blessed, but nothing can receive the highest honor as a believer than his hand being upon anything that you do for his glory. No man, no woman, no boy, no girl can change that fact. And here's the reason why. The word has spoken it for itself. I pray this week's exhortation has blessed you, helped you, encouraged you to hear his voice, see what it is he wants in and through your life. Because until we connect, only see in part and know in part. But when we ask him, he will gladly remind us, gladly show us his will, that he can be glorified. Every podcast, we thank our producer who takes care of these things and does so much for what she does and how she does it, for being what she is and who she is. God is good. I honor my husband who prays for me and makes sure that when I feel some way, that he comes in and loves on me because he understands the call on my life. Even if it's difficulty, even if we didn't see eye to eye, one thing we trust in a God who loves us so much that he maintains all that we need for his glory. He does that. So I want you to be encouraged today to know that the Lord never fails. I want you to know if this is your birthday month, we celebrate you. To Terrence Roberts, God bless you on today. It's your birthday. To your brother who's gone on to be with the Lord, Jamel Roberts. Listen, we thank God for you all and pray that the Lord will continue to bless you and keep you on this day. To Randy Richardson, God bless you on this day. We pray the hand of God will continually keep you, that all will be well in and through your life. To all the October birthdays, God bless you. But perhaps it's not your birthday. Maybe you've written a book. Maybe you started your ministry. Maybe you enrolled in classes. Whatever it is, the Lord has caused to be a blessing and a celebration in your life. We celebrate you. Then there are the times when there are opportunities and things happen and things are not as well as they could be. I want you to know here at Just For You and Elation Radio, we are praying for you. To the family of Austin Augustus, that's what I was trying to get to, Lane Jr. of Austin Lane Mortuary. I want you, Lady Anizer Lane, to know that we are praying for you, your family, the staff, and friends of Austin Augustus Lane Jr. We love you all so much and are praying that God will be all you need him to during this hour. We are praying again for all families in their hour of bereavement, to Brandy Wright, Maureen Wright, and others that have had a loved one pass that is really going through, allowing the Lord to heal. We say we're praying for you. We want to pray also for those that are understanding the weight of what's going on in Israel. The Bible prophesied it, and we must be attentive to praying for Israel and all that God lays on your heart, because our prayers reach heaven. God hears and he answers. Please don't forget to pray for Israel. Don't forget to pray for your neighbors, those that live on your block, in your vicinity, and those that are in your family. Don't forget to pray for them. Don't forget to pray for all that God lays on your heart. It is crucial in this hour. Someone is wondering how the Lord is going to work out something, but then they have agreement in prayer from you that he will come and see about them. What a blessing that is. There are many people in need. I want you to know in the St. Louis area, there is the United Way. In St. Louis, we dial 211. That gets us to United Way. And you can connect with a resource specialist to help you with your needs. We also have Urban League St. Louis. That's ULSTL.com. They have various programming. They have things that are available, resources that are available to meet your need. For more information, please just look upon United Way. They are a national organization as well. If you don't live in the St. Louis area, you can by all means contact them, and they will give you the information you need. Operation STL is in connection with For His Glory. That is For His Glory. You can reach them at For His Glory, Hallelujah, MIN.org. Are you a local pastor that wants to grow your church and allow God to have his way in your congregation? On Saturday, November 4th at 1 p.m., please join other like-minded pastors that will be trained by For His Glory. The address is going to be at Grace Fellowship Center and Church, and that is located at 4276 Apollon Avenue at Carter, that is 63115. This is a training open to all local pastors. I also want you to be aware on October 28th in the St. Louis area, there will be a drug take-back day. These are all of your old medicines, all of those things that are in your home that you don't throw down the toilet. Let me tell you why. When you put your medicines down the toilet, it goes into the water residue. We already know that it is not always good for us to drink tap water. Some of those things that go through our water systems are not fully cleaned. So imagine put it outside of the waste down the toilet, outside of that, all of these local prescriptions. There is a safe way to do that. And on October 28th, you can take them up to the Dalewood Community Center and they will receive those and discard of them properly. So please keep that in mind. Also, I want to remind you, we are coming up into the end of another month entitled, as we know, it is considered Halloween. Please protect your babies by not allowing them to go anywhere unattended. As believers, we don't celebrate Halloween. This is a night of witches and warlocks on the earth, and it is a very, very dangerous thing. Whereas it seems as if it's okay to get candy from the neighbor, please remember there are spiritual things that happen, and we want to make sure that we keep our children safe. So this night is one of the most nights that a lot of children are taken for blood sacrifices, as well as adults. So please keep in mind to keep your children safe. You may keep your lights off. That was a sign to let people know you do not celebrate this day, but also be in watch for our children, especially this month going to and from school. Also, we want you to know on Mondays, you can find Pastors Donald and Michelle Wright on Facebook Live at 8:30 p.m. Central Standard Time, 9:30 p.m. for Kingdom Wisdom Weekly. On Wednesday, meet us back here on Elation Radio for the Just For You podcast with Pastor Michelle Y. Wright. You also can go to the St. Louis County Library. Listen, I keep saying don't go to sleep on them. They offer services to our youth with after-school programming, after-school meals. They also offer things for seniors. This is outside of the books and the movies you rent. They also have diapers for toddlers as well as feminine products for the month. For more information of what's happening at your local library, contact slcl.org. Don't forget the fourth Friday of every month, there normally is our women entity entitled From Ashes to Beauty for Elation Radio. We are officially on sabbatical until January 2024. Please keep that in mind and govern yourselves accordingly. We don't want you to think you're missing anything because we are on sabbatical. We want to say you can hear this podcast and other podcasts on Elation Radio 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. Please, to listen, you can join us live or on digital platforms. What platforms? Well, we're on YouTube. We're also on other digital platforms, Block Talk Radio. But for more information, put in Elation Radio. It'll pop up. You can put in Just For You. It'll show you where we are. You can put in and find other podcasts that are associated with Elation Radio, and you will be able to hear them anytime. Well, we are coming to the close of another podcast. We thank you for listening in, studying with us, hearing our announcements, understanding that we love you. If you have a community announcement and you'd like for me to read it to the listening audience, please send it to Michelle Wright on Facebook. That's M-I-C-H-E-L-E. Last name is Wright, W-R-I-G-H-T on Facebook, or you may email me at Leading Wright, like you're leading someone, LeadingWright at gmail.com. I want you to understand so much is happening in the world, but do not lose hope. And I pray, as Jesus prayed, that our faith fail us not in the days ahead. Please look out for all of your elderly and senior neighbors, as well as our children, and continue to pray for the body of Christ, the fivefold ministry, and find yourself about your Father's business. I thank you for joining us on today, and we appreciate you. Please understand that God has something he has in store for you. He is God, and he is in control. Until next time, this has been Pastor Michelle Y. Wright on Elation Radio. God bless you until next time. Hallelujah. Glory. Thank you, Jesus.
Oh, that's what I That's what I
was created
for. That's what I
was created for.
That's what I
was created for.
Not just to live in a house or mansion. Not just to drive in a fine fancy car. I just want more than a tangible possessions of this world. For made by the master's hand, I'm a unique design. Not just to work every day for a dollar. Not to dress for the approval of man. I have the image of Savior, for with him I stand, with him I will remain. Oh,
I was created to worship
with my heart. I was created for.